Point of law.
If you promote an entertainment event, are you responsible for the wrongful acts of the entertainers on your premises? Well, the court had that question on the ropes in the case of the rascally wrestler. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Greg Black was an ardent wrestling fan, seldom missed a performance in the local sports arena. When a grudge fight between Sasquatch Higgins and Bonebreaker Banks was set for Saturday night, he passed up a romantic dinner at his girlfriend's apartment for an almost ringside seat. The match started with the two Goliaths snarling and glaring at each other. Greg and the hundreds of other fans found this exhilarating, shouted blood-curdling encouragement. But once the match was underway, the action failed to develop, fans booing, hissing, and shouting insults, especially at Sasquatch, who seemed disinterested in tearing his opponent apart. The insults seemed to bother him more than the toe holds, cobras, and half-nelsons of Bonebreaker. He shook hairy fists at the audience and screamed insults back, grew angrier, angrier. Finally, Bonebreaker got a hold on him and threw him over his shoulder in a flying mare. Sasquatch got up, stumbled around, appearing to look for his opponent. The crowd shouted unprintable opinions of his abilities and his ancestry. Sasquatch screamed with rage, grabbed a stool, leaped from the stage, started up the aisle, stopping near Greg, who was enjoying what he thought was a great act. Before anyone could stop him, Sasquatch hit Greg over the head with a stool and stormed out of the arena. He was never again seen in that part of the country. Meanwhile, Greg had stitches sewn in his scalp, a blood transfusion, and treatment for concussion. Later, his attorney filed suit against the wrestler and the fight promoter, Dan Parana. In court, Greg's attorney said, "Mr. Parana should have taken better care to protect his customers from injury." Courts have always held that employers are responsible for the wrongful acts of their employees committed in the course of their employment. Therefore, he must pay for Greg's injuries. Parana's attorney said, "That's true as far as it goes. The exception is that employers are expected to foresee every possible danger or wrongful act. Sasquatch's act was wrongful, indeed, but it was entirely unpredictable. Greg is certainly entitled to damages from Sasquatch, but he cannot collect from his employer." Which contestant should win this fall? We'll return with the final decision in just a moment. If you promote an entertainment event, are you responsible for the wrongful acts of the entertainers on your premises? Not in this case, a California appeals court ruled. The wrestler committed an act that had no reasonable connection with the wrestling match for which he had been hired. The promoter is not responsible for what an employee does that is completely outside the scope of his employment. Therefore, Greg cannot get damages against Parana, the promoter. In this California case, it's a point of law on WCCO.